Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, Nicole and I are going to expound on something very near and dear to Cantonese hearts.
Yes, the wonderful art of Cantonese characters. In Cantonese, they are also known as Hanzi.
Now, the good thing about this is that you don't know learning Cantonese was actually going to be an art class.
Yes, Cantonese characters are a form of art and such an important part of our language and culture. And when we are talking about Cantonese characters, we are referring to the traditional Chinese characters.
And Chinese is the oldest written language in the world today. It has been continuously used for over 3,000 years. What other language has that kind of history?
Yes, there are examples of written Chinese dating from 1500 to 950 BC on bones and turtle shells and things.
That's right. They were called oracle bones, and they were used for divination, right?
Yes. Mostly they were used for getting information about hunting, warfare, the weather, and the lucky days for ceremonies.
In fact, when I was in Beijing once, my friend took me to the site of an archaeological dig where they were opening the tomb of an emperor who was alive at the same time as Jesus. And looking at some of the artifacts, I could actually read what was on them.
Yes, it's really amazing how they've been preserved.
That's right. All traditional Chinese characters are put together in a logical way that can be broken down. The more you learn them, the more you'll start to see little patterns and pictures emerging from the characters.
Yeah, some of these smaller pictures within the character gives a hint as to the meaning and the pronunciation.
Disclaimer though, that's not always true.
Right, but take the more simple objects, like the characters for people, hand, food, mountain, sun, or tree.
Amazingly, after 3,000 years, you can still kind of tell what they are, in some of the cases at least.
Like the one for mouth, it kind of looks like a square mouth.
That's right, or the one for people. That character looks like it has two legs and is running.
Yes, so from those humble beginnings, the next step was to start combining the elements.
The most simple of the elements that make up a character are called radicals. That's what you see when you're using Cantonese dictionaries. It's fairly organized.
A little time-consuming of a process at first, but you get used to it pretty quickly.
Right. One thing, though, up until the last 50 years or so, the traditional form of characters was in wide use in mainland China. The pictures are easier to see in these renditions, but now they are taken over by simplified ones.
In mainland China, the government went through and simplified them in the 50s and 60s.
The traditional characters are much more detailed, and that's what is now used in Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan, Singapore, etc. In fact, anywhere in the world besides mainland China.
Yes, and that's the character we are going to teach.
That's right. Now let me ask you, Nicole, which ones do you like better? I think I like the traditional characters. I think they're more beautiful.
True. But some people say they're a lot harder to remember how to write. But I would disagree, because the traditional form is more complete in revealing the meanings. Therefore, it should be easier to remember.
Yeah. Generally, learners will develop a preference for one over the other.
Or you can learn both.
Yeah. But there are around 50,000 characters.
Yes. But I promise you don't have to learn that many. Most of them are really obscure, and you don't need to learn them. 3,000 or 4,000 is enough.
Wow, that still seems like a lot when compared to like 26 letters in the alphabet.
But hey, think how great it would be when you can read people's tattoos.
That's right, and you can point out what their tattoo really means. Sometimes it's translations like some of those crazy Chinglish t-shirts we see.
Or the biggest motivator for learning Chinese characters of all, being able to order food.
That's right, that's most important. But then again, there is always the method of looking at other people's dishes and pointing.
Okay, I can see we have to make it more enticing for everyone.
That's right, so tell us some hints to make it easy. Lie to us if you have to.
Okay, another hint about Cantonese characters is that Cantonese verbs and adjectives generally consist of one character or syllable, but nouns often consist of two, three, or more characters or syllables.
Which is going to be important for you to know, because when Cantonese is written on the page, there are no spaces between characters, and the characters which make up compound words are not grouped together.
So, when you're reading Cantonese, you not only have to work out what the characters mean and how to pronounce them, but also which characters belong together.
Yao. But somehow, it's really not as bad as it sounds. We promise. No lies.
And come on, they must be good. After all, the Japanese, Koreans, and even Vietnamese used Cantonese characters at one point.
Okay, so they're all nice pictures and everything. But don't worry, you will not be forced to sound out mouths and little running men all the time.
Yes, because we have Yutping to help.
Yutping is a phonetic system used to teach standard pronunciation of Cantonese. It's the same phonetics you see for Cantonese names in newspapers and stuffs. All those ng's and z's.
Yes, and it's one way to enter Cantonese characters on computers too.
If you aren't familiar with Yutping yet, you can head to the website, CantoneseClass101.com, where we have a lot of different resources that tell you much more about this fantastic romanization system.
Yes, Cantonese syllables are compounds of initials and finals.
Yes, unlike in European languages, initials and finals, not consonants and vowels, are the fundamental elements that make up a word in Yutping. Nearly each Cantonese syllable can be spelled with one initial followed by one final.
That's right, but a word of caution. Though Yutping uses the Roman alphabet, and some of the sounds are similar to their English counterparts, some of the letters and combinations of letters have pronunciations quite different from English.
Yutping cannot be read exactly like English, even though it uses the Roman alphabet. Otherwise, you start saying stuff like chungka.
But it should be yamcha.
Right.
More good news is that there are only about 600 different combinations of initials and finals in Cantonese.
Yes, so there are a lot of similar sounds. Of course, each Cantonese character can also have 6 possible tones, so that adds to the amount of individual sounds.
Yeah, but since there are so many words that are similar sounds, you will often see Cantonese people tracing the strokes of a character into the palm of their hand when speaking, in order to clarify which word they are using.
Yeah, and I'm always totally lost when they do that. I'm like, get a pen.
Yeah. It takes some getting used to.
Anyway, take heart. Think about all the exercise your right brain will be getting.
Yes, like aerobics for your brain.
Like a boot camp workout for your brain.
But in a good way.
And if you're not the contemplative artistic Zen sort, there is another way to get by.
Either get someone else to write your notes to your friends.
Or my way, just use the computer to type. Just think, this 3,000-year-old script can be used on your computer. Technology.
So, remember, Cantonese characters are not as hard as you might think.
And a lot of people really enjoy learning them. So come on in and learn with us here at
CantoneseClass101.com.